Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, so we've had quite a bit of stuff sent in about designing business websites lately.
Yeah, lots of interest there.
And one theme that keeps popping up is this idea of mobile first. It seems to be everywhere.
It really is gaining traction.
So let's just dive straight in. When we say mobile first web design, what are we actually talking about? And, you know, why all the buzz now?
Right. Well, for ages, the standard way, especially for e-commerce sites, was, you know, build for the big desktop screen first.
Okay.
Get all the features, the full experience laid out there. The idea was you cater to that, and then you figure out how to shrink it or adapt it for phones and tablets.
That was the mobile-friendly approach we used to hear about.
Exactly. Making it usable on mobile, but as kind of an afterthought or adaptation.
Gotcha. So design for the big screen first. That sort of makes sense, especially thinking back when, you know, desktop browsing was king.
Sure, it did then.
But the sources you shared, particularly that Jim Clannad article, they really seem to signal a major shift, don't they? Like a complete flip in thinking.
Totally. It's not about mobile-friendly tacked on anymore. It's mobile-first as the starting point.
So how does that work in practice?
Well, the mobile-first philosophy basically reverses that whole process.
Okay.
Instead of starting big and shrinking down, you start small. You design specifically for the constraints and the advantages of a smartphone or a tablet screen first.
Constraints and advantages. Interesting.
Yeah, and the thinking is, if you can make it work great, really efficiently, on that small screen,
then scaling it up for a desktop is easier.
Generally, yes. It tends to be a more straightforward path than trying to cram a complex desktop site onto a phone.
And the goal, Clannad points this out, is still fundamentally about reaching the biggest audience, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's always about traffic and conversions. You know, sales being a numbers game, as he says, you want to appeal broadly.
So what's the real driver behind this? Why this big switch to starting small?
I think it really comes down to understanding just how different the user experience is. PC versus mobile, they're not the same at all.
How so?
Well, think about it. On a PC, you've got this big canvas, right? A mouse for precision, maybe multiple windows open.
Yeah, multitasking.
Right. But on your phone, it's often much more focused. You're maybe on the move, using your thumb, dealing with a smaller screen.
That's right.
So just making a desktop site fit that screen, being mobile friendly, it often just doesn't cut it anymore. It doesn't address how people actually use these devices.
You're so right. Trying to hit tiny links on a shrunk down desktop site with your thumb is, well, it's a pain.
It really is. Complex menus become almost impossible.
So, okay, what are the real, like, tangible upsides to doing it mobile first? Not just adapting, but starting there. What does that actually get you?
Well, Clannad mentions a few key things. One is, interestingly, potentially easier website maintenance and updates.
Really? How's that?
Because when you design with mobile constraints from the get-go, you often end up with a cleaner, more streamlined code base and structure underneath.
Ah, simpler foundations.
Exactly. He even brings up the idea that some businesses might have two separate sites, one truly mobile optimized, one for desktop.
Two sites. That sounds like potentially double the work, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Keeping them in sync.
That's the potential trade-off, definitely. Maximum customization versus potentially more effort in updates, keeping pricing consistent, all that stuff. It's a strategic choice.
Okay. And Clannad also hammers home the point about faster page loading speeds on mobile. That seems critical?
Absolutely crucial. Let's be honest. If a mobile page takes more than a couple of seconds to load,
people are gone. They just bounce.
Precisely. Mobile users expect speed, partly because connections can be less reliable. Mobile first kind of forces you to prioritize that efficiency.
By focusing on essentials first.
Yeah. You naturally build lighter pages when you start with the small screen constraints. Plus, those distinct designs, if you go that route, allow for really fine-tuning performance.
But as you just touched on, and Clannad warns about this too, you have to keep the branding and the core info, like prices, totally consistent across platforms.
Oh, absolutely vital. You can't have someone seeing one price on their phone and another on their laptop. That's a recipe for disaster, if customer frustration.
Definitely kills trust.
Yeah.
Okay, so the logic makes sense. But what about the numbers? Is there hard data backing up this need to prioritize mobile so heavily?
Oh, yeah. James Brooke, in the material we looked at, makes a strong case that mobile-friendly just isn't enough anymore.
But he had stats, right?
He did.
Yeah.
A really powerful one from Statista. Get this. Mobile devices have accounted for basically half 50% of all website traffic since way back in 2017.
Since 2017.
Wow, that's not new. That's been the reality for years now.
Okay, 50%. That really puts it in perspective. It's not some niche segment. It's literally half the audience, maybe more now.
Exactly. So if your primary design focus isn't on those users, well, you're potentially alienating or providing a subpar experience for a huge chunk of your visitors.
You're leaving money on the table, basically.
Pretty much. And a site genuinely built mobile first lets you properly optimize that display. Clannon talks about how things like site navigation, even the content itself, might be structured differently for mobile.
To make it easier to use on the go.
Right. Think about those simplified menus, often single-column layouts you see. They're designed for thumbs and smaller viewports.
Yeah, trying to navigate a massive desktop menu on a phone is finger gymnastics.
Totally. And Clannon also mentions e-commerce sites potentially offering dedicated mobile apps, too.
Right, for an even more seamless experience.
Exactly. An app can be even faster, more tailored, especially for repeat customers. Allows for push notifications, deeper integration with the phone. It's another level of optimization.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's now thinking, all right, I get it, mobile first matters, but where do I start? What are the practical steps? Clannon had some good pointers.
Yes, he laid out some really useful, actionable tips. First off, he stresses keeping your own device's updated OS apps.
Why is that important?
So that when you're testing, you're seeing things closer to how your actual users are seeing them. You're testing in a relevant environment.
Makes sense. What else?
Second, like we talked about, maintaining brand coherency. Consistency is key. Logos, colors, message, it needs to feel like the same company, mobile or desktop.
Right. And you mentioned minimalist design too. That feels very mobile-centric.
Definitely. Less clutter is almost always better on a small screen. It helps with clarity and those crucial loading speeds. Minimalism forces you to focus on what's truly essential for the mobile user.
Good point. But he also warned against forgetting desktop users entirely, didn't he?
Yes, very important reminder. It's not mobile only. Desktop sites still have their place. People use them for different tasks, maybe more in-depth research. So don't neglect that experience.
So it's about shifting the primary focus, not abandoning other platforms.
Precisely. And he also brought up thinking about when and how people access your site. Different times, different devices, different connection speeds.
Context matters.
Hugely. Someone quickly checking something on their commute has different needs than someone browsing at home on Wi-Fi. Your design should ideally account for those common mobile use cases.
And his last point was about investing in expertise.
Yeah, he really underscores the value of getting expert help. Professional e-commerce or web design. This isn't really a DIY project if you want a truly fast, effective, mobile-first site. Cutting corners here can really cost you.
I believe it. A slow, clunky mobile site is just frustrating and drives people away.
Yeah.
And testing. He mentioned testing across different devices.
Oh, non-negotiable. You absolutely have to test on various actual phones and tablets. iPhones, Androids, different screen sizes. What looks good on one might break on another.
Right, you can't just assume. No, you mentioned Clannon also touched on SEO benefits. That's interesting.
Yeah, search engine optimization. Adopting mobile first isn't just about the user. It can actually improve how you rank in search results.
Oh, okay, tell me more. How does focusing on mobile help your Google ranking, for instance?
Well, think about how search engines work now. Google specifically has shifted to what they call mobile-first indexing.
Mobile-first indexing. What's that mean?
It means Google primarily looks at the mobile version of your website to decide how to rank your entire site.
Seriously? So the mobile site is what counts most for Google?
Pretty much. So if your mobile site is slow or hard to use, or maybe even has less content than your desktop site, that can actually hurt your search rankings across the board, even for desktop searches.
Wow. Okay, so having a properly optimized mobile-first site isn't just good practice anymore.
It's actually critical for visibility. It directly impacts whether people can even find you through search.
That's a massive incentive right there. So putting this all together, it really feels like mobile-first isn't just some, you know, passing fad.
Not at all. It's a fundamental shift driven purely by user behavior, how people access the internet now.
And Clannon's point about even local businesses, like in the greater Atlanta area he mentioned, needing specialized help. Mm-hmm. It just highlights how important it is to get this right.
Absolutely. You really can't afford to ignore that huge mobile segment of the online marketplace anymore. It requires specific expertise to do well.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap this up for everyone listening. We've really dug into this mobile-first concept today.
Yeah, tracing its evolution from the old desktop-centric approach.
We looked at why it's happening, the advantages like easier upkeep potentially, and definitely those faster load times mobile users demand.
And the stats don't lie, mobile traffic being dominant for years now.
Right. We also covered some key elements, like rethinking navigation for small screens, and Clannon's practical tips updates, consistency, minimalism, not forgetting desktop, testing.
And crucially, those SEO benefits thanks to mobile-first indexing, plus the value of professional design.
So I think the main takeaway here is that prioritizing mobile users, it's not just a nice to have.
Nope. It's pretty much essential for any online business today. It's just reflecting reality, how most people connect online.
So here's something for you, our listener, to maybe chew on. Just think for a second about your own habits. How much do you rely on your phone or tablet every day for browsing, shopping, finding info?
Probably quite a lot.
Right. So thinking about that, how might those businesses out there that are still lagging behind, the ones that haven't really embraced mobile first, how might that be impacting their ability to connect effectively with you and with millions of others?
Yeah. What's the real cost of not adapting for all sorts of businesses you use online?
Definitely something to mull over as you navigate the web yourself. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.